Not far from Washington, D.C., the suspect, regarded as the 20th hijacker in last September's attacks, is now scheduled for trial. The case of Zakaria Moussaoui will open in a Northern Virginia courtroom, but not before what's expected to be a combative round of pre-trial jockeying. Two of the most contentious issues will involve these questions. First, can Moussaoui's lawyers see all the evidence against him? And second, can he get a fair trial in the shadow of the Pentagon? NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Officially, the trial of Zakaria Moussaoui will begin 10 months from now, with opening statements on October 14th. But for the prosecution and the defense, and indeed for Moussaoui, the most important part of the trial has already begun.
The Moussaoui case is going to be largely decided by the outcome of pretrial fights.
Jonathan Turley has defended several high-profile national security cases. He says possibly the most important fight will involve classified information, that is, evidence gleaned by the prosecution that could jeopardize national security if revealed. Turley says in his experience, the government often overclassifies information to save itself from embarrassment or simply to limit the defense's ability to challenge the evidence.
I've had espionage cases where the case was essentially won in cross-examination when witnesses disassembled. But it is far more difficult to get to that point when the court is restricting the questions that you can ask.
Stephen Salzberg, who handled classified information for the government during the trial of Oliver North, doesn't believe much evidence will be classified in the Moussaoui case. He notes that Moussaoui was caught and imprisoned before the attacks, so it wasn't secret intelligence that led the FBI to him. Rather, the evidence that is likely to play prominently in the trial is public information. For example, there's the testimony from the flight instructor who first worried about Moussaoui's odd behavior. There could be testimony from other inmates who saw Moussaoui's reaction to the September 11th attacks, or transcripts of phone conversations Moussaoui made from prison. None of that is classified. Salzberg says one area that might cause a pretrial fight is telephone intercepts if, say, the NSA heard conversations by or about Moussaoui when they were secretly listening in.
Those are the kind of things that cause trouble because intelligence agencies don't want to reveal their capabilities. They don't want to reveal their sources and methods and their successes. And if those things exist and the defense asks for them, then we'll play the Classified Information Procedures Act game.
In that game, the defense requests classified information. The judge decides in secret whether it's relevant. If it is, then the government can be forced to choose whether to jettison the evidence or to swallow hard and let it be revealed in a public trial. Salzberg says in the case of Oliver North, the independent counsel dropped three major charges because the intelligence agencies wouldn't testify. But he doesn't think that will happen much, if at all, in this case. The other issue is venue. In short, can Moussaoui get a fair trial when many of the jurors live near the Pentagon or drive by the gaping hole in the building every day on their way to work? Defense attorney Robert Precht faced the same question when he represented one of the defendants in the first World Trade Center bombing case in the 1990s.
But we concluded that if the trial were moved somewhere else, it would become a cause celeb anywhere it was moved. And although the defense can ask for the trial to be moved, it cannot dictate where the trial will actually be moved. So it could very well be moved to Florida or Texas or even to a military base.
Precht distinguishes the September attack from the Oklahoma City bombing. That trial was moved because the judge felt that in such a small community, it would be difficult to find 12 jurors who weren't affected in some way. This attack was aimed at the nation as a whole, and so he and others say moving the trial would not result in jurors less sensitive than those in Virginia. And Leonie Brinkema, the judge overseeing the case, seems disposed to keep it in Virginia. She said she had interviewed jurors in a previous case involving an Afghan citizen a few weeks ago and, quote, "I was surprised at how few had friends and family heard in the Pentagon. We had no difficulty getting an excellent jury." Indeed, Jonathan Turley doesn't recall a major case ever being removed from the Eastern District of Virginia.
The Eastern District is a court that is virtually tailor-made by the government for national security cases because they have a specially constructed courtroom, they have experience, they're close to the intelligence community offices and personnel, and for all those reasons, it's an ideal venue.
Turley says he does believe Moussaoui will get a fair trial. That's because Moussaoui isn't the only one on trial, so is the government's ability to effectively prosecute terrorism cases. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.